Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Humane Podcast, your tech insider podcast on the data economy. From the physical circuit chips on your smartphone to the software powering GPT models, we live in a data-first world. Humane interviews the founders, investors, executives, and tech leaders that are creating the world that we live in for consumers and enterprises. Welcome back, listeners. Introducing Humane, the Tech Insider podcast on the data economy. From the physical circuit chips on your smartphone to the software powering GPT models, we live in a data-driven world. Humane interviews the founders, investors, executives, and leaders that are creating the world that we live in for both consumers and the enterprise. On today's episode, we're bringing to you the CEO and founder of Runway. It's Siki Chen. Siki, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me, David. So excited to be here.
Yeah, well, I love everything that is about optimization, automation, and evolving products. So what I'd like to start off with is you've described often for what you're building in finance as the story of a business. Would you mind, and you're welcome to go into some background prior to that as well, but would you share more with our audience about, you know, what you're building with Runway, what you mean by the story of business, and how that's changing the way people think about finance?
Yeah. You know, my background is as a founder. So I've been a four-time CEO, three-time founder now. And I thought this problem was interesting because I felt it myself. You know, when you run a company as it scales, you have a finance team and you end up getting these models and these spreadsheets. And early in my career, I couldn't really make heads or tails of it. And what we've observed in operating and talking to customers is there is a disconnect between what finance does day to day and its incredibly important strategic work from what the rest of the company does and how they think about their business. And we think one of the reasons why this is happening is this understanding of what finance is even about. So the default conception of what finance is it's about spreadsheets and controls and accounting and bean counting. But I think the right way to think about finance is what finance does is it creates a simulation of a business, this model of a business, and allows you to time travel into the future to understand the impact of decisions that you make today. So we think if we can build better software that helps both operators and finance tell a story of how the business works, where it's going, it makes finance more strategic and it helps businesses make better decisions. And that is at its core what Runway is about, is to empower finance and finance leaders to help business leaders tell the story of the business to both the team and their investors and ultimately make better decisions.
Well, it definitely sounds like part of what you just shared, Siki, is what inspired you to start Runway. I can hear that and the passion in your voice. But beyond that, was there a specific moment? Was there an experience that made you realize that existing financial tools were broken or they were no longer sufficient?
Yeah. So this all came to head at the last company I was running. So I invested in a company called Sandbox VR around 2017. And I joined that company around the same time. I was just so excited by what they're doing. And I ended up being appointed CEO of the company about 6 months before COVID hit. So for people who aren't familiar with Sandbox, it's this very complicated combination of a virtual reality and content and hardware. And ultimately, you go to these retail locations around the world. We have 40 around the world now, where you go on these magical holodeck-like journeys where you can become anyone, be anywhere. And we raised about $68 million over the course of the time I was there to make this happen. And of course, 6 months after I was appointed CEO, COVID hit and all of our revenue went down to zero. And so like many other companies, we had to work with the Andreessen Horowitz team to triage their portfolio and figure out, okay, how are all these companies going to survive through what at the time was an unknown amount of time? Andreessen internally projected that to be about a 2 years worth of impact. And for our company, we're retail, right? So we were entirely dependent on the world opening up. And when that happened, we were scenario planning on these spreadsheets with our CFO, who was excellent, by the way. He came from Netflix. And what I learned during that process is that there, this is the state of the art. And we ended up with like 40 different versions and scenarios of the spreadsheet for how long COVID is going to last, whether it's going to be a month, 3 months, 6 months, 2 years. And at the tail end of that, I asked both the Andreessen team and our CFO questions like, hey, this is not the best thing we could have used, right? Surely there is the equivalent of a Figma for finance or a Notion for finance where it's just well built. It helps you think better. And I was shocked to learn that this is like it. And that was when I realized maybe there's an opportunity to build something really, really good, a really good tool for thought that helps both finance leaders and operators think about their business in a way that's flowing, where you can like be in flow and the way in which you use a tool and you can see your business actually maps to how you think about a business in your head. And the way people think about their business head is usually not in the form of a giant wall of numbers.
Interesting. So Siki, you're talking about businesses being understandable and accessible to everyone. If we could double click into that, how exactly does your platform achieve this compared to, as you called out, those traditional spreadsheet based approaches?
Yeah. So I'm not going to start with AI. I know it's an AI podcast, but you know, I think it starts with design. And what I mean by that is not the way it looks, but the way it works at its very foundational levels. So when you think about the current state of our interface, it is in a form of cells and sheets. And when you think about how you as a person who operates a business or anyone else in a company thinks of a business, it is not in the form of this wall of numbers. It is probably in the form of a product roadmap or a marketing plan or a strategic roadmap for the company. And all of these things represent important business context and intent. And usually it lives outside of your spreadsheet. It lives in places like Notion and Google Docs. And so one of the core innovations that we have is to figure out how we can connect all that context with your numbers and the way your model works for the first time. And so we have an abstraction called plans. And so when you look at Runway, not only do you see your numbers and the formulas, but you can also see how your product roadmap directly impacts those numbers. You can move around the timing of it, change the timing of it incredibly visually, like on a timeline instead of in a sheet full of numbers. And what we found is that by being able to connect this context with your numbers, it ends up being a very useful foundational context to make our eventual use of AI a lot more useful. So better abstractions is the core of what we do, abstractions that help map better the presentation that you have in a product on screen with how a person naturally thinks about her business.
And so part of these approaches might be with a concept that you've spoken about before called ambient intelligence for business planning. Could you share with our listeners, explain like what does this mean and how does it differ from the current AI implementations?
The most common type of interface that people are used to experiencing with AI treats AI as effectively a creature. And that makes sense, right? AI, LLMs can do a lot. And what I mean by a creature is it is this entity of in of itself outside of you, right? So what a chat interface is you are talking with this entity on the other end and you're having a conversation back and forth. And that works great for ChatGPT. What the idea of an agent is, it is an independent creature entity doing work for you. And we think that is a very interesting expression of AI. ChatGPT is very successful. There is a lot of heat around agents. But in terms of the planning and reason capabilities of the state of the models today, it's not quite there yet. It can't quite do a lot of things autonomously without a lot of supervision. And if you look at the most actual economically productive expression of AI today, it is something like GitHub Copilot. And what GitHub Copilot is, the user experience is not this creature outside of you. As you're writing code, it's helping you move faster. It's helping you do more work. And we think that is an example of ambient intelligence that reflects the best of how design and LLMs can be used today. If you look at, too, the recent announcements from Apple around how they're using AI, very little of it is around like treating AI as this agent and this creature external that the most interesting use of AI is here. Hey, I'm sketching out a formula. And as you're doing work, AI will just do work for you. It tells you what the answer is. And so that's very much how we think about AI internally at Runway. How do we, as you're doing work, infer your intent, take all of the context of your business and help you move faster? And that's a very different kind of expression than, hey, you have a co-pilot on the side, you have this chat interface on the side, you have a conversation about it, and hopefully you know what to ask and have it do things. The two most important opportunities in AI today is, one, giving it more context, and two, having it be proactive such that you don't have to wait to ask it a question before it does productive work. And we think ambient intelligence done right solves both of those problems.
Now, as you're building and scaling Runway, Siki, Runway has raised significant funding, right? Back in 2023, you raised north of $27 million Series A round. How has that investment impacted your ability to innovate and what are your key focus areas for product development, perhaps including with AI-powered features?
Yeah, we are ultimately a product company. We are a product-led company, a design-led company. And so we raise that money because the space in which we work in is incredibly complicated. Ultimately, we're building this operating system for a business. So to give you an idea of the lift, right, to get something like this product off the ground, you have to build about half of Excel, and then you have to build a good chunk of Notion, and then you have to connect to about 30 different things that power a business. All of that has to work before a business can even begin to run on the platform. So there's an enormous amount of complexity to build. And then on top of that, you have to make it accessible and understandable so that people have a differentiated reason to use Runway over the 20 other products that already existed. And so all of it goes into product development. We don't really think of our use of implementation of AI as separate from that. And so a lot of companies have a separate AI team and they're building AI specific features. But the way we think about this internally is, saying something is powered by AI is going to sound as ridiculous as saying this product is powered by Ajax or AWS now and even a year or two. I mean, I think that is going to be the default expectation. And so the way we think about it is, how do we imbue intelligence into every pixel, into every word that you're seeing on screen? And a lot of that is reflects the philosophy of what ambient intelligence is about. It's not a separate thing. It is part of every single workflow. And so this is an example of how that works in Runway is, you know, when you're looking at a model, it can be pretty complicated. Any particular formula might be complicated. And the way in which you would solve this problem through a chat interface is you would say, hey, I have this calculation for margin. Can you explain how it works? And then you have this chat interface with this entity. But in Runway, instead of doing that, when you look at any formula and you open it up, we just tell you what a description is and we explain how it works right in line. So we call that explain mode. And there's no sparkling emoji. It doesn't look like it's like doing a chat interface. It's pre-generated. And we think that is a more interesting and deeply embedded use of AI than we've seen in other products. And we think that's how AI should be used. It should be used in every workflow and in every screen and almost like every pixel without calling a lot of attention to itself.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
100%. Those are great points, and it's going to become ubiquitous. You know, a lot of the companies that you're working with are some of my favorite companies out there. These brands like AngelList and Superhuman and ConvertKit. I love seeing, you know, companies building better together. So thinking of those ones, what are some of the common pain points that you've observed across different types of businesses when it comes to financial planning and analysis?
The three pain points that eventually converge where people are motivated for something like Runway. So, you know, for some context, everyone starts with a spreadsheet, Google Sheets or Excel, and that is like the right place to start. Excel is one of the best pieces of software ever made, without question. What happens, though, as a company scales is that three pains start converging simultaneously. The first pain is you have so much data in your company across so many data sources that taking that data and actualizing your model, meaning that as time passes, you want to update your model with the real numbers in terms of your spend and your revenue and your pipeline, your marketing spend and your headcount, all these different things. And as a company scales, it can take a finance team weeks to keep it up to date, to transform all that data, make sure it's correct. So that's the first thing that motivates a search. The second thing that happens is the company just gets bigger. And when a company gets bigger, you have more people to get information and context from, and you have more people to align to make sure that everyone has the same picture of where you're going. And it's very difficult to collaborate in a spreadsheet. And you might be surprised, like, well, Google Sheets is inherently collaborative. Why is that even the case? Really simple example, and there's a million details like this. If you're a progressive company and you want to share your model with the rest of the company, you can't, because there is no facility to hide only a single column in a spreadsheet. You can like temporarily hide it, but anyone can unhide it. You can't lock it down because all the calculations in Google Sheets are actually done on a front end. So that's another issue. You just have more people and it becomes a highly collaborative workflow very quickly. And what people do today is they make empty copies of a spreadsheet and they Slack it to the different department heads and they get this spreadsheet, don't know what to do with it, and they kind of ignore it and then they get bugged to fill it out. Anyway, that's the second biggest problem. In a word, it's collaboration. And the third biggest problem is as a company becomes more complicated, you have more dimensions. So you have multiple customer segments, multiple products, multiple geographies, multiple departments, and eventually becomes this highly dimensionally modeling problem. And Excel is just fundamentally not a dimensional modeling tool. And so the convergence of data and collaboration and model complexity eventually motivates enough pain where people are looking for something different. And that's where something like Runway might come in.
I love how you're making it all come together, right? And I think the combination of data, the combination of finance is very important for bringing unified systems in product development. But as we know, the finance world isn't known for rapid innovation. So what are the challenges you faced in trying to disrupt such an established industry building and scaling Runway?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to the product, right? This has been, as you know, a space that is 40 to 50 years old. And finding the right abstractions, finding the right workflows that makes this truly accessible, understandable to not just people inside finance, but people outside of finance took a long time. You know, we are a four-year-old company now. We just launched last month. And that's incredibly time-consuming, incredibly capital-intensive to find the right answers. So that's probably the biggest challenge. What has surprisingly not been a challenge is for finance teams to make the call that they need something new and better. You know, people have this impression of finance people being slow to move and like very set in their ways around Excel. And the reality is we are not trying to like solve a problem that is not already burning. The reason finance teams have been perceived to be slow moving, I think actually has to do with the availability of tools that they use today. These tools are so time consuming and it's very difficult to have it be an actual tool for thought to help them make better decisions. End up being bogged down by a lot of rote work that makes it difficult to move fast on the other strategic things that they have to be responsible for. And so, you know, what we found is that because the pain exists, if we can build that better product, the eagerness to buy is actually fairly high. And for us, the biggest challenge is how do we figure out what that better product is in a world where this space has been around for 40 to 50 years?
Yeah, and I feel like you're getting into my next question a little bit, but you have a lot of integrations, right? For example, Runway's integrating with tools like Rippling for employee data. So my question is, you know, how important are these integrations to your overall strategy and vision for the platform?
Well, from a customer standpoint, it's incredibly important because once you have your model as a finance team or as a company, what you need to do every month is to make sure it's up to date. And so being able to have a real-time view that's automatically updated across all of your data sources is highly valuable. The way to think about this for why is what this finance model is ultimately it's a simulation of your business. And so we have this internal belief where we say finance is actually not about finance, right? People think about finance as like this other thing, this like model that's used for reporting and make sure your numbers are correct. But what finance is actually about everything that happens in your company. So it's not just about your general ledger and about your credit cards. It's about your marketing and your products and your sales and your hiring. Ultimately, everything that happens in a company and gets done in a company eventually falls down to the bottom line somewhere. And what that means is all the places where those decisions and that activity happens should be and can be an input into having a better view and a more accurate model of your business. And so we have really interesting workflows from our existing customers. Some of our customers actually integrating Jira or Linear into Runway, which is kind of unheard of if you're thinking about a finance platform. But if you can build a finance platform that's not just about finance, but it's really an entire operating system for an entire company, all of that makes sense. So integrations are incredibly important. And we think the output of that over the long run is imagine a game-like experience for running a company, right? If you play any kind of simulation game, like a roller coaster tycoon, classically, or any kind of like modern civilization type of game, what makes those games fun, it's interactivity and it's feedback and it's tactility and how visual things are. And so if we can connect with all the systems that are the ground truth of your company, presented in a way where it's highly tactile and visual and you can manipulate and see what happens, that gives you the kind of flow that you're going to want to make better decisions in the same way that you're in flow when you're playing a video game.
Well, looking ahead 1 to 3 years, how do you envision the role of finance teams changing within organizations? And how is Runway positioning itself for that future?
I think the story of finance over the past 10 to 20 years will continue. And so I think around 10 years ago, people have realized, especially within finance, that finance needs to be a lot more than just reporting and accuracy and controls. It's become more of a role of about strategic impact and storytelling. And that's a known direction. The thing is, very little of that has actually happened, despite the known problem and the marketing of the incumbent platforms. And we think it's because the tools aren't quite there yet. And if you can't make your tools accessible to people outside of finance, it's going to be really difficult for any finance leader to create that kind of strategic impact that are expected to have. And we think that's kind of been the missing piece in the finance world. So understandability is at the core of what's needed. And I think once you have that, the way the role of finance will evolve is to be more strategic. And the particular way I think that'll happen is we already have this idea of finance business partners. I think the role of finance and product and marketing and BI are all going to start merging such that the finance team is really the owner of the entire simulation of business, is able to be conversant in how the data is today, but also how the business works and where it's going throughout all of the different departments inside the company, as opposed to being this sort of siloed organization that mostly reports to the CEO or the COO. And we think that's going to be a much more interesting world, not just for finance, but for the entire company to live in. What you want is for a design team or an engineering team or a marketing team to be able to say, hey, if we make decision A instead of B, here is the impact on our margin and growth 2 years down the line. That's a world that finance wants to live in too. I think that's a world where CEOs should want to live their team to live in too. And we think that's where it's going. And a lot of this is going to be dependent on having much better tools to make this accessible and possible for an entire enterprise.
As we wrap up, Siki, I'd like to give you the opportunity to speak directly to our listeners. What's the most important thing you want them to take away from our conversation today? And what's one actionable step they can take to engage further with your work or the ideas we've discussed?
Yeah, I think the most important thing, you know, for a lot of people, if you're in finance, this is preaching to the choir. If you're not in finance, when you think about your model, you're probably going to think about it in terms of, oh, this is a wall of numbers. It's a spreadsheet. It's kind of boring. And I'm doing it for investors. I think the most important thing to think about when you're thinking about finance is this is about so much more than just a spreadsheet. This is an actual simulation in your business. It helps you refine your thinking about your business so that you can make better decisions in the future. I think shifting that mental model for what finance is probably the most important thing. And if that's interesting, I am on Twitter under BL Blader, BLADER, and the company is runway.com. Love to learn, have you learn more. If you go to runway.com/launch, we have a great video where we show you a demo of how everything I'm talking about actually looks so that it actually is understandable to you and everyone else.
Siki Chen, the founder and CEO of Runway. Thank you for joining us on Humane.
Thank you, David.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Humane Podcast. Did the episode measure up to your thoughts on ML and AI, data science, developer tools, and technical education? Share your thoughts with me at humanepodcast.com/contact. Remember to share this episode with a friend, subscribe and leave a review, and listen for more episodes of Humane.